Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Microsoft seems to think that Apple can't do any better of a job securing iOS than Google can do securing Android. Now, on the face of that, that seems really strange, but the answer is really more nuanced if you get right down to it. Because if you're talking about the base operating system, you're right. I mean, they're both, I'd say Google and Apple have fairly similar capabilities in terms of, you know, developing software and fixing security bugs and that kind of stuff. So if you're just basing it on that capability, you're right. I mean, there's going to be some limitations, and we can argue that iOS is more secure than Android all you want. But here's the problem with Android that Apple doesn't have. Apple controls the entire chain, right? So you buy your devices from Apple. Apple pushes the software updates, at will, and that's that. In Android, everybody can produce versions of Android. Google puts out the AOSP version, and the different handset makers like Samsung and LG and all these other vendors. They'll take that code and then they'll add their own customizations on top of it. And then there's the operators, right? Who sell these handsets and often control who gets what from where. And so when the software updates get pushed, Google will push a software update, but then the handset makers may or may not push that update. And then even if the handset makers push an update, then all of a sudden, will the carriers do it? And they may or may not do it. And so if you look at all of this, right, you're not just evaluating the security of, you know, what Google's able to do versus what Apple's able to do. You have to look at the entire delivery chain. And by far, right, there's a lot of weak links in that in the Android chain, right? I'd say, Microsoft is categorically wrong if you look at it from the way that, certainly the way I look at it and the way that anybody that gives a crap about security looks at it. And, this kind of plays itself out even with Google when they did their Pixel phones, right? They made it so that you could buy the phones directly from Google. And of course, then Google controls all the software updates the same way that Apple does. And so if you're trying to do an Apple to Apple comparison, that would be the way to do it. But, then of course that you can buy it also from Verizon, and Verizon happens to be the only carrier, the exclusive carrier, although of course you can get it unlocked and so on. But on the versions that come from Verizon, what happens is that, Google will control the security updates, right? Which is what you want. But, the other software updates, feature updates and so forth, those come from Verizon, which Verizon controls when those get pushed out, which again, I don't like. I mean, that's the only reason I think when I tried Verizon a few years ago, the only reason I was even willing to try it was because I could buy an iPhone and I knew that the software updates would come from Apple. I didn't want my carrier getting in the way of the software updates for my phone. So if you're looking at, again, the base OS, you're absolutely right. But the problem is that it's the distribution of updates that really, is the weak link in the chain as far as Android's concerned. While I appreciate Microsoft's opinion about it, it's kind of wrong the way most people look at it. So that's just a fact of life. And so, if you're going to do a Google phone and you care about security, then only buy the ones that come from Google and only buy it from Google. Don't try and buy it from a carrier because you will not be happy with the results. And I have yet to, since the Pixel phones are still relatively new, I don't know how well those updates will get pushed out. I'll still believe it when I see it kind of thing, even the ones that come from Verizon. But meanwhile, I'll stick with the iPhone because I know that devil fairly well. And I'm part of their beta program for iOS 10 point whatever. So I get pretty regular software updates on my phone. So I know that when Apple releases a version of iOS, everybody gets it. So I don't have to worry about AT&T in my case controlling whether or not I get the latest update. It just will just come out and life is good. Now, I know that the carriers do check it even in Apple's case, but the reality is that I know once it's available for everybody, it's available for everybody. I don't have to wait until, AT&T says, okay, we'll push the update, right? Apple ultimately controls that. That's the way it should be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.